Yo, welcome to the Hallway Podcast, where we have real people with real struggles, and this will be a place where real conversation take place. I'm the host, Cliff, and today, my guest is somebody I get to work with closely. I have so much love for this kid right here. Man, I think he represents so many of these students here at Jacksonville High School. I want to introduce my boy, Elijah Amari LeJames Winkley, but you will hear me call him Wink Wink throughout the show. So Wink Wink, what's up, my boy?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Doing good, man.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. A little jitterish, but hey, it's time to talk, man.
I know, bro. I'm happy I get to interview you, bro. I'm happy you're here because you represent so many of these students, and I'm glad that they get to see your story because you are misunderstood a lot. And like I said, I'm just happy that people get to see who you are as a person, like I get to see you. So to kick the show off, you know, we have a little tradition going where you have to do the yo-yo-yo. And last week, I'm going to just say this, even though we haven't put it out there yet to see who won out of Miss Already and Ben, man, I think Miss Already beat Ben. And so now you're going to have to kind of beat Miss Already because she took us back to 1999. So are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to count down. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Yo, yo, yo.
All right, bro.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, bro. Okay. That's not bad. Right. Wink, wink. So wink, wink, bro. I want to tell you this, bro. The reason why I chose you to be on this episode is because, first of all, I already had my guests, you know, figure out, and it was not you. But then, you know, I was talking to Miss Alderetti, and we kind of went back and forth. And then I was talking to Mr. Trailer, also our co-producer. And, man, it just, like, I want the guest I wanted on this show, like, I'm going to give him his shine, and I want his story to get out there. But I went home, and I kind of just prayed about, like, God, who do you want me, like, to have next? Like, what direction do you want this podcast to go? And I remember after me and Miss Alderetti's interview, you came into the room, remember? And we just start talking. And so I went home, and that's when God just put you on my heart. He was like, I want you to put Elijah Wink Wink on the show. And I text Miss Alderetti, and I just want to say, bro, I'm happy that you're here, for real, for real. And so you are in Oasis. You are one of my students. For people that don't understand what Oasis is, what would you tell them Oasis is?
Well, I want to take it back to middle school. You know, during middle school, you know, it was some struggles. You know, that's when I first ever played football, and I really got to, you know, experience, you know, because, you know, I came, you know, because I was homeschooled, I think, during elementary school.
Yeah.
From, like, I think I was in second grade, and then when COVID hit, you know, I had to do homeschool, but I came back to Nichols, and then that's when I kind of had, like, blow-ups and anger. But seventh grade was kind of my year where it just wasn't the best, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I had somebody, Coach Whitmire, you know, shout out to him. He was a big, you know, spot in my life. But he was always his teacher at that time. And, you know, it just, like, I really was new to it, you know, because, like, eighth grade year, they pulled me aside. It was like, hey, there's going to be a new thing, new schedule. And I was like, okay. I just felt off. I felt apart from everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And having that on my heart really felt like, all right, what do I do now? I mean, everybody's going to look at me like, okay, he's different. Like, you know, he's not like us. He has people watching.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, you know, got to the high school, and I know you. You know, we know each other since, you know, Central and all of that. But,
yeah, and
you
shout
know,
out Central.
Shout out Central, you know. But, you know, just having you, knowing that I have somebody else I can talk to. And, you know, like us going freshman year was hard, but, hey, we got through it, man.
Yeah, and let's pause right there. Man, remember we was having a conversation with, shout out Daylen, not Prince, but Daylen Shouts. And remember, they called it the miracle.
They did.
Well, can you tell the audience what was the miracle?
The miracle actually was I was failing six classes. And, you know.
You was failing how many classes?
Six.
Six?
Yes.
That's, bro, that's half of, like, you know, it's eight periods in the day. That's half of it, bro.
Yeah. And, you know, we just got together, got to work, and we pulled it, man.
Yeah, and I want to shout out Wendy Arthur, who was one of our pairs here. I want to shout out Miss Parton. I want to shout out Miss Session at the time. I want to shout out Courtney. I want to shout out Miss French, our new Oasis teacher. Man, they helped us. Man, like I said, you was failing six classes, and you wanted to play football freshman year, right? You wanted to be a part of football, the football team, but you was kind of afraid because you was like, Cliff, like, man, I'm failing six classes. So what I did was I got all your work. Mm-hmm, it was like 2 days, right?
Yeah, that was 2 days. Yeah.
It was days that you was going to sleep, and you know, I kind of felt bad because it was times I was like, wink, wink, get up and do your work. And so, wink, wink, man, I just don't want people to think just because you're in Oasis, there's something wrong with you. It's not. Oasis is just extra help, and we all need extra help, wink, wink. And so, what do I always tell you? You are what?
I'm a light.
You are a light. And the thing that upsets me and frustrates me about you is because you let a lot of stuff dim your light. You feel me? The first thing you let dim your light is people. And, you know, we got to be people. And I'm talking to our audience, too. Mm-hmm. We got to be people that we stop letting people dim our light. Because yes, they might be trolling us. And I said this last episode, they might be trolling us. But little do they know is they're being trolled and controlled by the enemy. And so we got to stop letting people, and you got to stop letting people dim that light, because you are what?
A light.
You are. And so, and then it's also another thing that dim your light that we're kind of working through. It's your past. And so my question to you is, why do you allow your past to dim your light?
Man, it's just that pressure of like, could I even get better? Or do I deserve what I have now, even though what I did in the past?
And you know, the cool thing, you know, when I do an interview, like when I create an interview, I almost treat it like when I was creating my sermons working at the church. Man, it's like, I don't do, like, people don't know this, but I did your interview like the day before this interview. And it's because I allowed, like, you know, I just allowed the week to come. I kind of continue the conversations with you. I kind of try to pick things because, you know, you are an interesting guy, and you are a guy that have so much to say. And so I went to Dallas this weekend, and I'm driving, and God gave me an acronym for PASS. And you know what the P stands for in PASS?
I'm thinking present.
No, it stands for pain.
Pain?
Yes. And wink, wink, you have a lot of pain that you've been through in your life. Yes or no?
I do.
So the P stands for pain. And you know what the A stands for? Adversity. And men, we all have to face adversity. Adversity is something that we don't like. And then you know what the S stands for? It's the reason why I'm doing this podcast. It's because we're all struggling out here. But the beautiful thing about the pain that you went through, wink, wink, the beautiful thing about the adversity that you are fighting, wink, wink, you are fighting adversity. Like, man, like, every day I see you in the hall, you know, I constantly, you know, have to tell you that you are what? Wink, wink.
A light.
You are light. And I want you to start saying that I'm light, like, bring it out. Like, you better raise your voice. You are what?
I'm a light, man.
You are. Yeah. And so, and then that adversity that you're fighting, man, I commend you. Keep fighting it. And in the struggles, we are all struggling. That's why I did this podcast, because I want people to see that, look, we're all walking these halls, whether you are a teacher, whether you are a student, and we're struggling, and we're all in this together. But the beautiful thing about your past, and this is where the T come in, but this is where you have to figure out what you want to do and what path you want to take. The T can stand for, you can allow your past to tear you down. You can allow that pain to tear you down. You can allow that adversity to tear you down. You can allow that struggle to tear you down. Or you can turn that pain, that adversity, and that struggle and turn it into a testimony. And the beautiful thing about what you're doing here now, because you was nervous about doing this podcast.
Yeah, I was.
Remember, I was mm-hmm. like, and what did I tell you? I was like, wink, wink, we're not going back and forth. It's either you're going to let me know, are we doing this or not? And you finally said yes. And the beautiful thing is now people get to see your testimony. People get to walk away and understand, wink, wink, a little bit better. Because, wink, wink, I believe that you're somebody that is easy to root for. And I believe that you have a bunch of people rooting for you, you know? And so, you know, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You ready for the bell ringer?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the bell ringer is just a it's just to ease the conversation. It's not nothing deep. It's just something fun. And so, wink, wink, you... So, normally we have jazz playing on the podcast. But, you know, we're going to change it up because you got to play your guitar. You love playing the guitar. So, So, let me just tell you this to the audience. The music that you will be hearing is presented by... It will be presented by Wink, Wink. And I hope somebody signs you, Wink, Wink. I hope. Hey, man. You never know. Your life can change, man. Somebody will call you, bro. Yeah. But can you tell us, like, what made you get into guitar?
It was actually, it was one summer, I think back in eighth grade, summer going to ninth grade. I actually was at my cousin's house in Plano, and, you know, he had a guitar, and I didn't know what I was doing. It actually wasn't tuned or nothing. So I just started messing with it, and it's just something about it, just something hit me. You know, it's like I felt like an urge to want to do it again. Yeah. So ever since that next week I left, I was like, bro, I gotta play the guitar. And then I think I went to Central.
Shout out Central.
And there was a man there named Al Lambert. And he's
shout him out.
You know, I mean, shout out to Al Lambert. You know, he's a nice man. You know, he was a big part of my life too. And you know, he plays a guitar. He's one of the leading worship person. So you know, I talked to him. I was like, do you have a guitar I can use? And I want to start getting the guitar. And he was like, yeah, I got you. So he got me a guitar. And, you know, just from that moment on, man, I've been working.
Yeah. And, bro, man, hearing you play, mm-hmm. like, you're like, I'm not going to hype you up that much because everybody got work. You know, everybody can do better, you know. But, man, you're really good. And I hope, and I the thing that's crazy is, man, you start playing good. You got serious into guitar after your freshman year, right?
I actually started in October 2024.
Yeah, so that's freshman year. And so you didn't know if you wanted to continue playing football. You didn't know, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this is a good, because I encourage all our students to get involved in something or find a hobby that is positive and not, you know, something that's going to tear you down. And I believe that, man, you were on to something. So now we got to figure out, like, okay, how can we put this talent that you have and how can we display it? And that's why I wanted you to show, like, because people probably don't know you play the guitar, right or wrong.
Right.
And so that's why I want to show people that, man, it's more than wink wink. And, you know, it's more than wink wink than a sports. You know, like, this dude have talents outside of sports, you know? And so, you know, I'm happy that you get to, you know, your music get to be heard. You know, because wink, wink, I want you to be heard, you know, and I think God wants you to be heard. No, I know God wants you to be heard, you know. And so let's talk about your background. Mm-hmm. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. So you stay with your granny. Mm-hmm. Shout out granny and your grandpa. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you know who your mom, your dad is?
Nah, not my dad, but my mom. Yeah, I know.
Okay. So how has you not knowing your dad, like, how has that kind of played a part in your life?
Well, you know, like most people, you know, the father figure, you know, father figure is a big part to having life, you know, and, you know, just having that person, you know, that you can look up to, yeah. You know, that, like, he went through this stuff and he's trying to make sure I don't go through it, or I, you know, I can be provided and all that. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of, you know, you look at other people, you see their dad picking them up or their dad at their games, you know, it's kind of like, how would things have been if I would have had my dad? You know, it's just kind of thing that's on my shoulder.
Wow. And let me just add this, because I remember when, like, you know, I didn't grow up with my dad too. And, like, I remember coming to Central and, you know, you seeing all these kids with their dad. And I remember it was a tool. Like, I remember Kobe asked me, like, for a tool. Like, I think it was a screwdriver. And I only know one screwdriver, which is the Phillips. And then they said something like the flathead, and I didn't know what the flathead was, and I picked up the wrong one, and I had guys laughing at me. And you know, the thing is, my thing is this, bro, like, a lot of us don't, like, have that, you know, that father figure in our life. But that's why I'm glad that you have an Al. You have many people. You have church. You go to church, right? You have a lot of people that's in the youth group that are leaders, you know, that, do you want to shout some of them out?
And Jaden, you know, he's a youth pastor now at Central Baptist, and Harrison, and, you know, Kobe, you know, just a lot of them guys played a huge part of my life.
Exactly. And so that's the cool thing about, you know, God, like, he will always replace something with something even better. And so, you know, wink, wink, like, do you think you not having, and then with your mom, like you y'all have a good relationship, correct?
It's kind of on and off, you know. Yeah. It took me a while kind of to like accept the fact that she's not going to be there all the time, and I have to, you know, just be a man and accept that, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, wink wink, I'm glad that that's how you feel, but wink wink, you know, I believe that having a mom and a dad in the household is huge for any child. And I think, you know, a lot of people probably don't realize that, right? They don't probably know that Wink Wink didn't have his mom and his dad. And, you know, do you feel like because you didn't have your mom, you didn't have your dad, do you feel like that kind of played into kind of, you know, some of that anger that you was talking about in earlier?
I could see that now, because, you know, at a young age, you don't really know where that's coming from. You know, it's just a whole bunch of emotion you build up in your body. And you don't know if you control it. Like now I got so better with it to where I can control it. Yeah. You know, and I'm glad I just maturing, you know, but I think that is a huge part, because, you know, those are key factors to have in life, you know. And I mean, bro, it's hard, you know. Yeah. Every birthday without your mom, I mean, that's your mom, you know. And, you know, I mean, I remember one time it was my 12th birthday, and, you know, they had to ship me a gift, and I got some Jordans. They're like the golden white ones. Yeah. And, you know, they got me a t-shirt, and it's like, you know, it's just autumn birthdays, you know, just, yeah, you wish they were by your side.
Yeah.
You know, just things like that.
But the gift was nice. But once again, you know, it shows that, like, a gift can't replace present, you know? Like, you wish that your parents were right there. And wink, wink, let me just encourage you, like, just keep pushing through, because you are what? You are what?
A light.
Okay, you are. And, you know, like I said, the beautiful thing is now you're going to, and you know you're not the only one that's, don't have their mom or dad in their life. It's many kids that are walking these halls that are struggling because they don't have a mom or they don't have a dad present in their life. And so that's why, once again, I'm happy that you're here. So, wink wink, my question is this: if the hallways can talk, what would they say about you?
Man, they would say, you know, I mean, there's a lot of struggles, you know, just a lot of things of, you know, do I do this, do I do that, you know. But I'm always going to ask somebody, if somebody tells me how you doing or good morning, I'm always going to say it back, because, you know, you don't know that could change something. You know, just telling somebody how their day is going, you having a good day, that could really make them feel some type of way.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always that. I always try to be social. It would say I'm a social person. Yeah. You know, I try to stay social.
And something that, you know, you struggle with, you know, and I know this, so I can say that you struggle with this. It's not me trying to guess. Like, I know it's like you're finding out, like, everybody's not that nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, half of the times where, you know, we have to sit, we sat down and talk was like, wink, wink, like, you know, you got to keep being that positive. You got to keep being that light, even when people don't want that. Why? Because, you know, you just don't know what they're going through. Like you said, like, you don't know what they're going through. Everybody in these halls are going through something. And so you keep being that change. You keep being that person that is, you know, that's trying to make somebody's day. And that's why, wink, wink, you will go far in life. And that's why people are rooting for you. That's why, you know, we, you know, this summer, you know, you got to see so many of your middle school teachers, and, you know, I'm talking to them and they're like, oh my gosh, that kid has changed. Man, I remember when he used to do this and that. Man, he's maturing, this and that. And that's all because of you, you know, because once again, you're trying to be positive. You're trying to be that light. And we need a bunch of light in this world right now. And so, you know, going back to your family, you know, so how is it, you know, staying with your grandparents?
Man, my grandma, my grandpa, you know, like, they filled in that role, you know, even though that role was kind of, you know, hard to fill in, but they were there, you know, through all the times where I was, you know, had problems in school, they would always be there. My grandma, man, she cares about me a lot.
And let's just pause, because you're not from Jacksonville.
No, I'm not. I'm originally from Houston. I moved to Jacksonville in second grade, but, you know.
And sorry to cut you off, but is your grandparents, are they from Jacksonville? Are they from, it's like, how did you get to Jacksonville?
Oh, so I was in Jacksonville almost all my life till second grade. But my grandma, she's originally from Waco. And then my grandpa, he was in Atlanta, Kilgore, you know, Athens, but we moved to Jacksonville. I don't know why, but we moved. And, you know, it was just that transition of knowing everybody, you know, just knowing new people and all that. Because I had a lot of friends, man. My neighborhood, I had a lot of friends there. You know, I had some older guys, some younger guys. But, you know, it was just that transition, really. So second grade, I got there. And, you know, that's when I met Isaiah. Man,
Isaiah who? You know,
Isaiah Johnson.
All right. You know it's a lot of Isaiahs out here, right?
Yeah. But right. I met him, you know, a lot of other guys. And, man, he sticked with me. You know, he's a real friend, and I appreciate him.
Yeah, and Isaiah is a great guy, and I'm glad. And he loves you. You know, he loves you a lot. But what were some things that your grandparents, you know, taught you as you are struggling with some of, you know, your anger and stuff like that? Like, what were some of the things that, you know, they kind of instilled in you? Like wink, wink, like keep pushing through. Like, what did they tell you? What have they told you? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they probably just told me to just, you know, every day go there, tell yourself that you're worth it. You know, that you can go out there and be nice to somebody even though they're being mean to you.
Right.
You know, and that carried on with me accepting people and allowing myself to forgive even if they're mean to me or if they're like being rude. You know, it's like why go extra if they're just, you know, if they're just gonna act that way. You know, be the bigger person. That's what there was, some be the bigger person, and always just make sure that you always be, you know, kind to everybody. So I think that's what my grandma always told me. So, you know,
is it hard being kind to people that's not kind to you, Brody?
It is. You know, it always hits me sometimes. You know, like I either ask them, like, you know, how's your day going? They don't say nothing back. I mean, hey, just how it is, man. You know, just gotta move on.
Yeah, and so, you know, once again, going back to Oasis, you know. You are in Oasis. Would you say you are in Oasis because of your anger? Because you, and it's not, and let me just say this, it's not because of your anger. You know, let's make that clear. Because anger is an emotion that we all have, right? You know, like, you know, shout out Inside Out, you know, the movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, one of the core emotions is, you know, is joy, is disgusting, is disgust, is fear, and anger is one, and sadness is one. And so your anger is not the problem, wink, wink. The problem is those blow-ups that you be having. Mm-hmm. You know, those blow-ups, yeah. like what caused you to have those blow-ups so people can understand? Like, is it people? Is it just these inner thoughts that's going through your head that's telling you, like, you're not good enough? Like, what caused these blow-ups?
Well, I think, you know, I'm gonna go like in every, like, you know, kind of error. It was kind of you know, when I was younger, it was more like people, you know, because when you're young, you know, you like to play around, and it's just like me. I guess playing around to me was really meaningful to me. So
what do you mean by playing around?
Like, you know, jokes and just laughing. Like, I used to, like, people just laughing made me kind of upset. And, you know, that kind of made me just...
Like roasting you? Like,
no, like just laughing. Like, they could be laughing at something, and I would think they're laughing at me just because I had so much, you know, doubt in myself.
So my question is, why did you have doubt at a young age?
Just like the background, you know, not having what everybody else has. That's just that, you know, a big part. Like, am I good enough, you know? And it's just like, you know, those blow-ups, man, it just gets to the point where I get so mad, and it's just, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm out of control. And it's like, now I look back at it, it's like, going through the years, you know, I mean, it's just growing up, you know, like finding how to control that. Music been a key part, man. You know, music, Christian music, it's like just the calmness, you know, and it just makes me think. It makes me think about good things and happy thoughts, you know.
Because remember what I used to tell you in those hallways when you used to blow up? I used to tell, and I, you know, I want to shout out, you know, Janisha. I want to shout out all our students, Jonathan. I want to shout out, man, so many of our students. You know, I tell them, I always tell y'all this, man. First of all, if you got it, it's nothing wrong with blowing up, but we're not gonna blow up in these hallways, right? Like, we're not gonna blow up, like, because people ain't looking at me asking what's wrong with me. Who they asking what's wrong with?
Me.
Exactly. And so I, if you have to hold your, you have to, you know, squeeze your hand so you can get to the room and do all, like, do the yelling, doing all that you need to let that out. But we're not gonna let people see, you know, once again, you're like them. And once again, like, the anger is not the issue. You know, like I said, I have anger. But you will never see me, you know, I get upset with you, right or wrong. Right. And what if I just start flipping tables and tearing things down and, you know, cussing people out, I'm not going to have a job. This opportunity to do this podcast will not even come about if I did that. So the anger is not the issue. The issue is how you handle the anger. And once again, where I want people to see and want to encourage you, man, you're already doing that, bro. It's many times this year where I'm seeing you mature, where you get upset, but you don't blow up in the hallways no more. You come find me, and we have conversations, and we have great conversations. You're one person that I really do love having conversations with, because it's just not so narrow-minded. It's not just about sports.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about girls a lot, you know, because, you know, you're a ladies' man, you know, and, you know, we talk about girls, but then we talk about life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than sports. It's more than girls. It's more than right now. You just only got a piece of the puzzle, which is called high school. And, man, do we know how that's going to fit in your puzzle? No, but if you just keep trusting God, you know, he will show you, once again, that T. You can choose which T you want, which route you want to go with the T. You can go by letting your past tear you down, or you can use it as a testimony. And, bro, I really do believe that, you know, you're going to do great things, bro. And so, I mean, do you remember August 8th?
Yes, sir.
August 8th. You know, getting ready to go to class the next day, and I get a phone call. To make a long story short, you know, just like a parent don't like getting a 2 a.m. phone call, even though I'm not like your dad or anybody, you are somebody I really love. Like, I saw that phone call, and I was nervous. Like, I was like, what did this boy do? And then, now this is where you come in. What was that phone call about?
You know, that phone call was about, you know, it was late at night, you know, on my phone. And it's like crazy to think about it. You know, it sounds fake, but I was on Instagram scrolling and, you know, just on my phone like a normal person. But I seen a video pop up, a reel, and it was like of this guy talking about his walk with God. And I just sat there and I was thinking like, God's no way associated in my daily life right now. You know, I'm not praying. I'm not reading my Bible.
And we're not talking about like right now.
Back then, you know, that time. And yeah. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, at the time, like, it's not, I'm not doing nothing to, like, that's worshiping him or doing anything towards him. Right. So, you know, it was this thing I said one time back, you know, I was like, if I'm going to do something, then why not start now? You know, if I have something planned to do, why not start now? And when you're never going to do it, you know, so I got my Bible and I was just trying to look through it, try to see more about him. And it's just, I just got this weird feeling like, man, what am I doing? Like, I don't know nothing about you. I want to know more about you. And this got me more emotional. And, you know, I started crying. I just thought about my mom, like how I never accepted her back. I just never thought, like, I don't know her. Like, I feel like we're never gonna have a relationship. So I called her. It was like 1 o'clock before I called you. And I mean, she picked up the phone. She could barely, I mean, she was tired. She was barely awake, you know? And it's like,
yeah, cause bro, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, what you doing up scrolling on Instagram, brody?
But I mean, you know, her telling me, why are you crying? I was just saying, please forgive me. I'm sorry for all this. I'm sorry for not texting you when you texted me. I'm sorry for not responding. And I just had so much like regret in my heart for her, you know? And I felt like that was God showing me that you got to forgive, you know? And I remember I was crying. It's like I felt like I had nobody in that moment. Everybody was asleep. Yeah. I mean, it's like I was just me and God. God was working. He was showing me him, you know, and right. I felt him.
Preach.
And then when I called you, it was like you answered. It was like God telling me I had somebody to call, which was you. Yeah. And you picked up and, you know, I told you, man, you told me stop crying, you know. And
yeah, because you was. I couldn't even understand what you were saying half of the time. And keep in mind, like, I was still asleep. You know, but once again, I saw that phone call at 2 a.m. And like I said, for any parent, you know, who watched this, you know, they know like that 2 a.m. phone call is so scary because you don't know what, like, you know, I didn't know if you blew up on your grandparents. I didn't know if you got kicked out. Like, I didn't know. I was just thinking, I'm gonna be honest, I was thinking the worst. And so, I mean, I'm sorry, but like, you know, I had, like, something just told me, like, just like how, you know, like, something was like, answer that phone call. And when I answered, that's when you was, and I said, wink, wink, calm down. And then I said, breathe in, breathe out. And then you did that. And then you can resume the story.
And I just told you, I was like, I want to know God. I want to give my life to Christ. I need him. And you was like, you believe in Jesus? And I said, yes. And you were saved.
Yeah, I said, you know, Romans 10:9-10, you know, it says those who this is me paraphrasing it, but it says, you know, if you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be safe. And that's what, you know, ultimately that I just told you. And, you know, the funny thing about that is just like, man, after that, you was calm.
I was, man.
You know, you was calm. And so my question in that is like, how have that, like, because coming into this school year, wink, wink, your whole mindset has just changed.
Yes, that, like, summer, you know, that summer, I mean, I had a goal. You know, that summer, I looked back at what I did freshman year. I was like, man, I want to go to college. I mean, I want to do something. It's been hard, you know, to stay on that goal, yeah. But you still got to work for that, you know.
So that leads me to, you know, so, you know, before I get to my question, you know, for a freshman that is watching this, because you took freshman year as a joke, right?
Yeah, I did.
You thought you know, freshman year was just coming in and you can do whatever you want. But then you realized this summer, you know, that, hey, it caught up to you, right?
It caught up to you.
Tell them how, for these freshmen, future freshmen, our current freshmen, what would you tell them about freshman year before we get into the question?
Freshman year, you know, it means a lot. You know, that's your first ever high school year, you know, besides the four. But, you know, I mean, man, you got to work on it. You got to get it. You know, I mean, it's going to hit you back hard like it hit me. But, you know, as long as you stay motivated and have a goal for that year, you will make it, you know, and that's all that matters. It's just to be on your work and just promise me, trust the teachers. You know, they're going to be the ones that's going to be in the long run. But that's all I got to say.
And so coming into experiencing what you experienced freshman year, taking it as a joke, not going to class, you know, being late, how has coming into this year now, you know, once again, you have Christ on your back. You know, now you are a baby Christian. Like, you still need a bottle. You need a, you know, a pacifier. Like, you're still a baby Christian. But how has coming into, you know, this year as a new believer, how has that changed your whole mindset? How has that changed how you do things this year versus last year?
Man, I've been way more kind of, you know, joyful. I've been having way more hope in things, you know, of like, you know, I'm going to do good. I'm going to go into this, you know, I'm going to have God on my side, you know, and I'm going to be able to do good in this. I'm going to be able to do whatever I feel like I put my mind to. So, yeah. You know, just having that hope again and feeling good again, like I did, like I never had before, you know, it's just something different. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, just the goals I have for myself. So,
and how would you say that, you know, now being a new believer, how would you say, because, you know, one of the fruits of the Spirit is, you know, self-control. And so how would you say, like, you know, you being a new believer, how has that helped you with that anger and those blow-ups this school year and even at home?
It's actually helped. You know, just like I've been thinking about putting God first, like God wouldn't want me to do this, you know. I feel like I would do everything, you know, for God, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think about it, you know. I think about, what should I do this? Is this the right decision to make, you know? So, yeah.
Wow, that's good. And, you know, once again, like, you know, this is me talking to you as a brother in Christ. And, like, you know, God ain't upset because you have, you know, anger. You know, he gave us the emotion. You know, it's just those blow-ups. And once again, where I want to keep encourage you, even this year, is just keep trying, bro. Like, people, you know, because you probably, and some of the conversations we've been having lately about your faith is, you know, you think you have to be perfect right now. But let's shout out Coach Washburn. What did Washburn tell you, you know, about the tree or something, you know?
He just told me, you know, like, there's roots, you know, the roots, you know, you have to pour into the roots for the tree to grow,
right.
You know, because if you have no roots and a storm comes, the tree is gone.
Yeah.
You know, so You know, just make sure you always plant those roots and waters those roots and let the roots get sunshine so they can grow. And I really took that to heart. Coach Washburn's he's a wonderful teacher, man.
Yeah, you know, shout him out.
Shout out Coach Washburn. But I mean, I remember the first day of school when he told me about, you know, the orange and the tree. I mean, he just breaks it down, and I went to Cornerstone.
Shout out Cornerstone.
And that church, man, they have a big community. You know, and Coach Washburn, I mean, he breaks it down perfectly, and he just knows how to live for God, and he's a big role model of mine.
And, you know, I love that he said, you know, the root, like, because, you know, you got to understand the word is now planted in you. And just like how, you know, a tree just don't pop up as a tree, you know, it has to start as a root and then it has to grow. It has to go through those seasons where, you know, it has to go through the winter. It has to go through the fall. It has to go through the spring. It has to go through the summer. Man, Winkman, you're just only beginning. And I tell you all the time, and I'm going to tell, man, any new believer, you know, God is not looking for your perfection. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not looking for you to be perfect, wink, wink. You know, if that was the case, then what's the point of Jesus? You feel me?
Yes.
You know, and so, I mean, like, I think God wants us to continue to try. You know, last time I checked, wink, wink, did you ask to be here in this world?
No, I didn't.
And this is your first time living, right?
Yes, sir.
And so you're going to make mistakes, bro. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have, once again, pain. You're going to have adversity that you fight. But, bro, like, you just got to keep fighting, you know, picking up that cross every day. You know, it's a struggle because denying yourself is a struggle. But, you know, I'm just happy, bro, that, you know, you are a new believer. And so do you want to say anything else on that subject, or you want to move on?
I mean, it's been kind of hard, you know, to switch up everything to how I've been doing it. But it's just, you know, when you look at it, like, you know, I'm living for the right person.
Yeah.
You know, and that plays a huge part.
Yeah.
So.
And you are, and you know, we are creatures of bad habits. Like we are a creature of habits, you know, not bad habits. But, you know, if you are doing a good habit, man, that can turn into an idol. But if you're doing a bad habit, that can turn into, you know, a bad idol. But, you know, for somebody not following God and then you turn around and you give your life to God right away, it's gonna be a problem. It's gonna be a struggle, bro. It's gonna be a struggle to do right and live for him. You know, like for me and my faith, like I'm not a baby no more. I'm a child now in my faith. And so now I'm asking questions. It's just the same as us growing up now. You know, you have seasons where you're a baby, where you need people pouring into you, where you need the milk, where you need, you know, somebody picking you up. But, you know, once again, you got to just keep growing. Just like how a tree, shout out Washburn. Like he said, a tree, you know, just like you got to plant a tree and get the roots, you know, deep, you know, and then eventually once the roots get deep, then the tree can start growing. That's the same thing in your Christian life. You just got to continue to grow. You got to be better. How I see it now is you got to be better than you were last year. And let me just tell you this. I can say this. Any teacher that had you last year, any teacher up here, Miss Alderetti, you know, Mr. Trailer, you know, people just seeing you, like so many people who know Wink Wink, I will say that they're proud of you and they believe that, like, and even your middle school teacher and your elementary teachers that's going to watch this, they're going to be so proud, just probably smiling the whole time and seeing how much you have grown. Man, you should pat yourself on the back and treat yourself how you're treat your Christian life the same way. You feel me? So Wink Wink, this is a part in the show where you can ask me any question that you want.
I think one of my big ones is, like, you know, how do you keep going every day when you feel like when you're struggling, you know, when you feel like there's like a mess up or you feel like something's off, how do you keep going?
The first thing is this, you know, for me, you know, is God, you know, and I know that's the plain, like the simple answer, but also knowing those two things that I told you, that first of all, like, this is my first time like living here in the world. You know, and I didn't ask to be here. You know, like my mom didn't ask, hey, Cliff, do you want to be created? No, you know. And so just knowing those two things and knowing that, man, every day brings struggles, every day bring adversity, and every day sometimes bring pain. Knowing that, you know, first of all, do you believe in aliens? Wink, wink. Yes or no?
Man, I've seen some things about aliens. I'm going to say yes.
You believe in aliens?
I think I do.
You know, you know, I believe in aliens, but I believe in aliens probably the different reasons you believe in aliens. I believe that we are the aliens in the world.
That's kind of crazy.
We are, because you got to think about it. The Bible says that this is not our home. You know, our home is with God. And so knowing that, man, this is just temporary, and that one day I'm going to see God, and, you know, I'm going to be like, you know, perfect and, you know, living a sin-free life, man. Like, honest truth, bro, like, that's what keep me going, honest truth. And it's just helping people, bro. Like, we got to start lifting people up. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to stop tearing people down. And, you know, my motto now is this, what I live by is anybody that I encounter or I meet, I want to make sure I leave them 10 times, not even 10 times better, but I want to leave them better than I found them. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to leave them the same, because if I leave them the same, then I didn't do nothing to make an impact in their life. I don't want to hurt them. Why do I want to hurt somebody when I'm hurt? You know, we're all wounded. And also, I just want to leave them better than I found them. And so me living by that, you know, is what keeps me going, even when things are hard. And, and trust me, I have some hard days. You know, I tell people all the time, the reason why I dress so nice and I like to look good is because I don't want people to see the, like, my hard times, you know. And I don't want people to put me on a pedestal, because if you put me on a pedestal, I'm gonna do everything to take myself down, because I know, you know, my heart is wicked. And so I just try to, you know, just knowing those couple of things, you know, it kind of keeps me going, even with hard times. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Did that answer that question?
Yes,
so,
sir.
I'm going to flip the question on you. How do you keep going when things are getting, when things are hard and stuff like that?
Man, I just, you know, like I said, music plays a huge part. When I'm in my head, I just go to music, you know.
What do you mean by when you're in your head?
Like, just thinking, like, of, like, you know, how, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do, this and that? Just, you know, pressure on school, you know, just grades and all that. It's just a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, what keeps me going is just, you know, I pray from here and there, man. I mean, when I, like today, you know, I think after you left me, you know, for the podcast, I went to the restroom, I was like, I prayed. I was like, God, please.
What do you mean when I left? When I went to the meeting today?
Yeah, no, when you, I think it was first period.
Okay.
Yeah. When you left me, I went to the restroom and I prayed, and I was like, man, just, you know, God, just be with me and just help me be closer with you, and just help me get through the day and help me with the podcast. And he did it. Now, yeah, I'm here. You know?
I know. And it's not as bad as you think it is, right?
No, sir.
It's just a conversation, right? Like, it's just, you know, so for anybody that wants to be on this podcast that's nervous, because you was nervous, bro. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm just glad that you're here. And like I said, it's not that bad. And so, I mean, wink, wink. I know this is off script, but it's okay. Man, I want you to grab your guitar and I want you to play something before we close, bro. Is that cool? And before I leave with my final thoughts, and let me ask co-producer Mr. Trailer, is that cool? Okay, grab it, come on, bro. That was me asking Mr. Trailer, that was time for you to get your stuff ready and stuff like that.
Okay,
but I want you to play something for the people. You probably have to put the mic down before. I'm sorry, Mr. Trailer, I know this is,
yeah, this is definitely not scripted.
Okay.
Okay. This is definitely not scripted, but I will play something custom of mine.
Chill out. You try to get signed right. You try to have somebody sign you right. You know, make sure you lift that mic up, bro. But you try to get right. You try to get signed, huh? But let me just say this, wink, wink. I can tell, like, the guitar really do bring you joy,
sir.
It really do. And so, before we kind of end, and I'm glad that, man, people got to, you know, see that. You know, like I said, man, watching you play that guitar, I almost wanted to, I wish I could have, like, sung something on there. But, you know, we need to write music together or something. You know, for real, let's write music.
Music?
Yeah, like.
What would we call the band? or the Duo.
So you go to,
you know, because there's the Silk Sonics, and then there's
Bro, what do you know about that, first of all?
No, I'm just saying, it's just a, you know, like a band. I mean, it could be like...
But you know that's an old band,
okay,
right?
Okay, the Jonas Brothers. Like, there's, like, different bands.
What do you know about them? That's 2007. But, no, we could talk about that when we get off. But, you know, before we end, my final thoughts to you is, Wink Wink, you are what?
A light.
You are what?
A light.
All right, I told you, better quit. Bro, stop dimming your light, but you are a light. And let me just say this, Brody, man, keep letting that light shine. And the only way you let that light shine is, first of all, like, you got to give yourself some grace. Like, show yourself some grace. And anybody that else is listening, like, show yourself some grace. This is our first time living. We don't know everything. We're still trying to figure it out as we grow and as we get older, you know. And so show yourself some grace. But, you know, you are a real person, you know. And, you know, I think people got to be okay with being real people. And you have some real struggles, but those struggles don't define who you are. You just can't let those struggles, you know, tear that light down or dim that light. All right? And then you just got to keep being real and having real conversations. And, bro, if you do that, bro, man, the tea that I hope that you pick, the path that I hope you pick is, you will share your testimony. You will continue to share your testimony, you know. And, man, like, I'm really happy that, you know, the reason why I love working in Oasis is because not only do I get to work with, you know, my other students, but I get to work with you. And I love, like I said, I love working with you. I love talking to you. You know, you told me something the other day. You was like, Cliff, I kind of get sad when you don't check up on me.
Man,
but
why are you saying that?
Bro, because I just want people to see your heart, that you have a really good heart, bro. And you really do love people that love you. But you got to learn how to love people that don't love you, too. You know,
that's
and
hard, but I'll do it.
That's hard, but that you will. And so before we end, bro, like, do you have any final thoughts that you want to say?
I'll probably say, just, you know, let's keep God in these halls, you know.
Yeah. And any encouragement to, you know, your classmates, upper classmates, younger classmates, people in elementary, your teachers, like, do you got any encouragement for them?
Probably just at everything you do that you want to do, you know, just be confident with it and go at it, you know, especially with the football guys, you know, they at it, you know, they're striving for it. And you know, if it even goes to other people in my class, you know, in the classroom, just make sure you're determined to, you know, have a goal that you want to get to. Like, if it's college, if it's a doctor, you know, nurse, lawyer, just make sure you're determined to go after it. You know, that's what I've seen a lot of times. So that's what I feel like is a big one.
And that's a word. And, you know, before we end, man, wink, wink. You know, our community challenge. You want me to say the community challenge?
I'll say it.
All right, what's the community challenge?
The challenge is, you know, to pray for the community. Keep the praying for the community.
Yeah, and not only pray for our community, but pray for our students here. Pray for our teachers. Pray for our staff members. Man, just pray. Man, prayer does work. And pray for this world, you know. And so I just want to say thank you for watching the Hallway Podcast. I want to thank my guest, Elijah Wink Wink. And just thank him for sharing his story. And I want to tell y'all this, tune in, because we got more people, more teachers, more students to come, and, you know, hopefully to, you know, be real and have these real conversations and share their stories. So I just want to say thank you for watching. I want to say thank you, Wink Wink, once again. You know I love you, bro, and I'm always here. All right.
Yes, sir. Love you too, man.
All right, Brody.